What's up, fools? Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Full Fiction. This week we have the Marvel's trailer reaction, Super Mario Brothers hype, Creed 3 disappointment, and the Mandalorians are down bad in episode 7. Let's get into it.
Bienvenidos. Welcome back to another episode of Full Fiction.
What's up, fools? This is Greg.
This is Steve. And like Love is Blind, we had technical difficulties, so we're dropping this episode on Tuesday. Like all great shows that just talk about a bunch of bullshit, we decided to take a day off, and we're dropping it on Tuesday.
Honestly, you're not wrong. And as it has been said, we've been told we do this better than Love is Blind anyway, so it's whatever.
Dude, I've been...
All those folks, pendejos this season anyway, bro.
Bro, I don't know, dude. I got bigger than that, guys. I lie more on this show. Like, I don't know what's up, dude. Like, put me on a show like that, it's over, dog.
You're already married, man.
But can you imagine, dog? Like, watching this show, man.
There's some pendejos on that show.
People make fun of me for watching anime, dude. My wife has the audacity to tell me that anime is unrealistic as I'm watching these bitches and this fucking random ass douchebag at the altar. I love you. Dramatic ass pause. But that's it. Over. He said, but everybody in the fucking in the reception is like, fuck, I paid so much for this suit, dude.
In the rented rain?
But you know what? That's our society. Some of us watch cartoons about ninjas and demons, and other of us just like to watch, you know, whatever that is. I don't know the genre. What is it? Reality TV?
I don't know. Like, if you could go back and look at the success of each show, each season, there's probably one couple that's still married. Two. My bad. There's two.
You better get that shit right, dude. I'm telling you, Greg.
Either
this
way.
This is why we're not as popular as him.
It's pretty abysmal.
It's pretty bad.
Why? Our chichis aren't big enough, bro. That's why.
Fuck. They don't know this, dude. We don't have a TikTok. Mara has to come out here to record us. We can be doing all that shit, bro. We need a cameraman like the cameraman in this fucking show. They get all up in that shit, bro.
Yeah, they really do. Like,
for,
Chase.
Hey, for two guys that don't watch it, we know a lot of it.
I don't know what you're trying to say right now. Anyways, follow the IG, full.fiction, and the Twitter, full_fiction, and the TikTok, full_fiction. Like, download, subscribe, and hit that share button. And on all the episodes, you know, put a 5-star rating and say, it's for 5-star fools. Hey, that's dope. 5-star fools.
Sounds like a porn name.
You watch a lot of porn, don't you?
I can't either confirm nor deny this statement on this podcast. Matter of fact, you're going to have to delete this. Fuck, dude, I'm recording from home. Oh, it's cool. She can't hear you. It's fine. Bean shit, Greg, dude. Hey, but you know what? I feel like we need at least one bad survey.
I don't feel that way at all, actually. No.
No, I do, bro. It's like when you go to a restaurant, you know, and it's all fives. You're like, are these bots? Is it somebody just, you know, is it the owner making up all these random accounts and saying, hey, the food is awesome? And then when you go in there, it's like, I don't know.
Got catfished, yeah. Oh, like ghost kitchens, bro. Those are crazy. Almost ordered from a ghost kitchen. Kathy almost fucking lost it. It was supposed to be a real nice, like luxury almost. Okay, not luxury, but like boutique-esque grilled cheese place. It was fucking Denny's. It was called the Mel. It had a logo and a name, and then like you looked up the address. I was like, that's fucking Denny's. And then you Google it and it's like, oh yeah, the Melt is Denny's. It's called a ghost kitchen. And you're like, no mames, I'm not paying fucking $8 for Denny's grilled cheese.
Damn, they got you, bro. They got you.
Didn't order it.
Yeah, I've been making some bomb grilled cheese recently. But in breaking news, we got Crunchyroll.
Yeah, we're now invested in Crunchyroll.
Yeah, I actually reached out to my sponsors to see if I can get, you know, information on that. I got the site and stuff, but we went in and shared an account. It's like I get custody on the weekends, Greg gets custody during the week. It's pretty crazy.
Basically, I'll do the work and he gets all the fun time, yeah.
All the fun time. That's the best part about, you know, sharing custody over this. Dude, but what's in the new anime you trying to have me
The new
watch.
dude, there's an anime that is literally it, basically the title is "This is for Steve." That's
Fuck.
all the title says to me. It says the title of the anime is "Muscles and Magic."
Oh, I thought the title was "This is for Steve." I'm like, fuck, they got me.
No, it's
Muscles
just
and
fucking
Magic.
yeah. And I was like, "What? Damn, that's everything Steve loves right there."
Have you seen the trailer for
No.
it's trash.
I
No.
just saw the title and I was like, I'm not even gonna watch the trailer. But I did watch what I did watch was Hell's Paradise. They got three episodes out and everyone was hyping it up like anime of the year after episode one. I was like, no mames, we'll fucking see. So then I went, I tried episode one, a lot of talking, a lot of backstory just for to set the tone. And then that fool went fucking off. And I was like, oh shit. I was like, he's about it. You can see it has like some Naruto Shippuden like bits to it. They talk about villages, shinobi, ninjutsu. I'm like, yeah, I'm connecting some dots here. I've heard all these words before. And then, and the guy's a loner, but he has a wife. It's crazy. And yeah, and I was like, you can start to see it's darker though. It's definitely darker. He's more ruthless. And I was like, oh shit, it's pretty dope. It was pretty dope.
No,
It's pretty good history to it.
adding it to
Bad.
my list, my forever growing list of shows I gotta watch.
I know, gotta watch Bad Batch.
Dang, dude, a lot.
Clone Wars, a lot of shit, bro. A lot of shit, a lot of shit.
Nah, dude, but we're gonna get down in this episode. Aside from that breaking news, the overall goal is to cover the Marvel trailer that dropped this
Yes.
week, fucking or last week. Insane. Greg had some time off and he watched Super Mario,
I
so
did, I did.
we're gonna catch all the hype about that. And then Creed 3, which I have forbidden my wife to see because she don't got no business watching that movie. No, but Creed 3, and then, dude, last week episode of Mando, The Spies at episode 7. Fuck.
Dude, that was a great episode. Which one do y'all talk about first?
Dude, I feel like we have to go in order just because I ain't trying to talk about Mando now. I'm still hurt and I'm still too pumped to talk about it.
I know. You're gonna end up shooting your shot and then not being able to cover the rest of the shit. Yeah.
Nope. Yep. I would get out. But dude, the Marvels trailer, it was pretty good.
I like that. First off, first things first, I was like, there's a space station. I was like, what? I was like, that's pretty dope. All right, Nick, I see you. And then all from the get go of this trailer, I was like, Kamala's gonna be the star of this movie.
You think
She's
so?
gonna be the star. Number one, I hate Brie Larson and Carol Danvers.
Why'd you hate Brie Larson?
Because the Captain Marvel movie's fucking ass cheeks.
I thought they were pretty good.
The Captain Marvel movie?
Yeah, I thought
Awful.
it was better than any other of the origin stories.
I liked
Like,
Iron Man. Iron Man's was good. Captain America sucked. Thor sucked.
yeah, I mean, Iron Man was good because I feel like a lot of it's nostalgia. And I mean, it's pretty badass him building his own fucking Iron Man suit in some random cave in the Middle East. That
Yeah,
was
that was
pretty
dope.
dope. But I don't know, man. I like the episode. I like the trailer did a lot of explaining, like, and it left a lot of shit unanswered.
I was like, I have a lot of questions.
But the biggest thing was what's up with this swap, right?
Yeah,
And use
their powers.
their powers are intertwined, which is a little odd. And I hope that they really go into depth. But dude, like, I think Kamala is gonna be a great comedic, like, childlike humor. She's gonna bring a new thing to this team up, right? Because it's three of them. We get Kamala, Captain Rambo from WandaVision.
Yes.
I'm still curious as to what her powers are and what's going on with that, because her powers aren't cosmic, right? Or maybe they are because of WandaVision. Or Wanda, like, it's like, I don't know, a lot of questions in there. And then, dude, I love Miss Marvel. Brie Larson's badass. I really like her in that role. And to see that, to see the trailer and watch them, I mean, obviously they're not happy about like their powers being intertwined because that's kind of weird, but it looks pretty good.
I think Monica Rambeau, she did have the powers beforehand, or like, it was in her body and it just got activated or some shit like that because of her mom.
Who's your mom?
Yeah. Her mom was in Captain Marvel. She was Brie
Oh,
Larson's
yeah, the friend,
co-pilot.
right?
Yeah,
Okay,
and she
yeah.
was AKA Photon. So I think they were already connected and then they just got activated, I think, with WandaVision. She does weird shit now. So you gotta, I'm totally familiar with whatever she does, but she looks like she could have some tricks up her sleeve with some of the shit she
Yeah.
does.
My question is, dude, is this really Nick Fury up in that fucking space station, or is this a scroll?
I feel like
Like,
it has to be Nick Fury because of,
I don't know, man.
I don't, it's tough.
Nick Fury hasn't been Nick
You don't
Fury for
know
a
who's a
while, bro.
Skrull, you don't know who's not a Skrull, but I do have other questions like who we fighting. I think it's Kree. And then that one chick that we see for like a glimpse that tries to be Ronin with the staff. And I was like, ah, so I find that dude again. Or
At
someone
the
like him
very
too.
end, there's, it almost looks like they're fighting Bree, or they're fighting like within each other, like Kamala and Rambo fighting Brie Larson.
No, Brie Larson's also in that fight, fighting that other fool. So it's 3v1, bro.
Okay, but that one fool is blonde. I don't know. I thought they were fighting within each other, so I almost thought that it was like a
Yeah.
scroll version of.
It, honestly, it might be, but yeah, because she had her hair down and she was whooping ass.
She was.
I was like, she's making these fools look bad. But I think this movie will answer the question of what the fuck's up with the bracelet power.
Big question. Yep.
And like, how's it connected to Shang-Chi's rings?
I hope
Or
so.
just some shit like that.
No, I honestly, I feel like it will, man. And I'm looking really into this movie. I think it's on my list for like one of the biggest. I mean, aside from this, I think I only really care about Guardians of the Galaxy dropping this year. And I don't know, any Miss Marvel movie, I love what they do. It's funny, I like all the space movies. I feel like we learn more about the other planets and the other, like, there's more of a storyline than when we stay on Earth.
Oh, I feel like a space dog, dude. Space, you can do anything. If you check now our notes, I put an image of the villain that I think is going to be, and I don't know her name. And she kind of does have like that grayish blonde hair that looked like the chick that was fighting.
Yeah, you're gonna have to post this.
I will. So yeah, so I think that's who they're fighting.
I don't know who the fuck that is, dude.
Me neither. But apparently, she probably will whoop some ass though.
Hope so, man, because we need I'm not sure, man. I don't think King the Conqueror is gonna be, like, I don't know how they're gonna put him in there. But one thing about the first chapter of, the Avengers and stuff, they had multiple sub-villains, and we don't have a lot of those right now. Like, I
Yeah, I
feel
feel
like
like
every time they create one, they kill him off, and it's like, why?
the last phase of Marvel, I feel like, really kind of held them back, and they basically just treaded water and didn't give us much in the future. It was kind of just like the agony phase of things, just like
Like,
what's it called?
they're setting you up. They're
Yeah,
really
it's
building for the
yeah,
next.
but like we don't know who the villains are. We don't know what's happening. Guardians of the Galaxy 3 is about to end, so it's an odd time being in the future.
It is, man. And even with that, though, like with Guardians, like everybody's saying that,
Rocket's for sure dying.
oh, dude, for sure. He, I mean, vaya con Dios. He's not coming back.
Not at
But
all.
like, it's the end of that era as well, and that sucks because those characters, like, I mean,
Some of those are iconic characters.
yeah, like future team ups. It's. I mean, if you kill them all, I don't know. I'm not ready to lose Groot, Rocket,
We
Drax for
lost Groot
sure.
once. Drax would get the
Drax for
fuck
sure.
out. I don't know how we got in
Like,
them again, but yeah. But this is gonna be interesting. Movie comes out in Marvel, the Marvels. Well, movie comes out in
movie
November.
come, remember?
Yeah.
I
Movie
was like,
comes out
oh.
in November with Marvel. There you go. Whoa. All right, bro. That's gonna be interesting. Super Mario, I will say, believe the hype is dope as
Believe it?
fuck. Yeah, believe it.
Dude, answer my question.
All right, bet.
Did Chris Pratt ruin this movie?
He did not ruin the movie.
You sure?
I'm sure he didn't ruin the movie.
Is it worth to go watch? Like, not just for kids and nostalgia's sake. Is it like a good story to go watch?
Gonna say yeah.
Fuck.
I'm gonna
Okay.
say yeah. It was really good. Jack Black and Anya Taylor-Joy were incredible in their roles. So like your hero could only be as good as your villain. Bowser was a fucking amazing villain.
I love Jack Black. He's
Broke
so
out in
fun.
this. There's some bits of it that I'm not going to tell, but he makes the character fun.
That's good, man.
And he's
Yeah.
OP as fuck.
Is he?
He's
Fuck.
OP as a motherfucker. And it's
Dude,
like there's a lot of comedic moments to this movie.
and they're trying to start like a universe now, like
I
within
think so,
Mario.
dude. It looks pretty dope because like there's a post credits, there's a mid credit scene and a post credit scene where they leave the door open for what's gonna happen in the future, and you're like, fuck yeah.
What's gonna
So it
happen,
was.
dude?
You want me to tell you right now? Spoilers?
Yeah, I mean, because I think I've heard of enough already about, because
Okay.
I've been on the fence, bro, about this shit, like bad.
What I was gonna say is okay, spoiler, full spoilers. You have 4 seconds to fast forward. Somehow, the only part of the movie I didn't really like understand or like was somehow Mario had Bowser's planet landed Brooklyn. I was like, how the fuck did you do that? Doesn't really make much sense, but like they like try to set it up, but I'm like, I'm still not buying it. So he's in Brooklyn, and there's all like the Super Mario Nintendo world is in Brooklyn, and he finally is able to whoop Bowser's ass. So he's whooping his ass, and then he sends everything back or something. And at the end of the movie, you see that not everything got sent back, and you see a little Yoshi egg just start
Oh
cracking,
shit.
and you're like, no
Yeah.
mama's way. So that was pretty
I
cool.
heard they were setting it up for what is it? Donkey Kong.
Yeah, dude, Donkey Kong was sick. Donkey Kong, they played a crucial role in this. And like they have little shout outs. Diddy Kong, shut the fuck up. I'm like, ah, I got him. And they do, okay.
I think I like looking at the cast for this movie is pretty, it's pretty sick.
Yeah. Seth Rogen did really good at Donkey Kong too. But okay, let me tell you. This is done by Illumination Entertainment. And let me tell you some of the movies they've done. Okay, they've done this one. They've done Puss in Boots, Sing 2, Minions Rise of Gru, Sing. Despicable Me. So I was like, this company, this production company, they get fucking down, bro. They did Hop, Lorax. They did a lot of shit. The Secret Life of Pets, The Grinch. So like, dude, your faith in this company's under fucking valued.
So as far as movies go, this is one that you surprised you.
Yeah, it just surprised me. So I thought it was just gonna be like, this is gonna be funny. Like, what if I watched it high? It'd be really fucking funny. But no, I watched it sober and I was like, damn, they got down.
Dude, I don't know. I feel like I haven't watched a good like animated movie in a while. And not like animated like anime, but like this, you know, where it's like I think last one I watched was Sonic 2, and
I
it
haven't.
wasn't really. I was it was pretty subpar. It was more for kids, right? But then this one had some. The implication was that this was going to be a for both. Like the audience will be anybody that wants to go watch it, right? Not necessarily for your kids. So hearing that it's doing so well, I'm kind of digging it. Like
It,
I really want to go watch it.
yeah, it's breaking records right now. It was pretty good. It was pretty good. And you see a lot of like, obviously for us, it'd be a lot of nostalgia just replacing for Mario Brothers and all this other shit that pops up. Like you see like a Super Smash, you see Mario Kart, you see all this other shit. You're like, ah, that's dope.
Yeah.
So
Dude,
I'd
and
recommend it.
like they can go ham with this shit, bro.
Oh my
Like
God, dude, they could break shit open with how much stuff they have in the vault for
fuck yeah.
Nintendo.
And then let's be realistic. Like here in California, we have Nintendo World opening up this year, right? If they were to just capitalize on that, the this wave of like nostalgia that we're all getting, because now everybody's like, fuck, we're hitting 30 and up, and we want to remember what it was like to fucking have to blow into a cassette to play a game. So it's crazy. I really feel like if they do it right, it's over, man.
Yeah, if they do it right, which they got off to a great start, like fucking the start, 10 out of 10 start for
Yeah.
if you're gonna build a franchise, they got nowhere to go but up.
I mean, it can go down too.
Yeah, I guess I said that wrong. If it was 0 out of 10, they got nowhere to go but up. But yeah, 10 out of 10,
Yeah.
dude, they're on a good trajectory.
No, dude, I'm excited for it, man. I gotta go watch it. I mean, I honestly, I don't think I played enough Mario Kart as a kid. I
No, but you
think
can
I've
play
played,
Smash, the older games.
I think I've played more of that stuff as an adult, dude. I don't know.
Yeah,
With like the Switch coming out and fucking, but yeah, like I remember I did play it as a child, like with Nintendo 64, but just I don't know. I don't think I played it enough for me to be like, oh man, I'm a diehard. Mario or Nintendo fan, but I definitely
Okay.
want to go watch it.
I would suggest go watch it. But I would not suggest to go watch Creed 3.
Why?
Swing and a miss. It was a swing and a miss. You can tell what they're trying to do, but I'm like, dog, you didn't execute well. And
Really?
they're trying to tell too many stories at once, where like the main story like didn't get enough love.
So what happened with the dude? So when I found out that Sylvester Stallone wasn't in this movie to play Rocky, I thought that was kind of lame.
I didn't mind because, like, dude, when he came out the last Rocky movie, like, he was too fucking old.
Oh no, he's old as shit, dude, but kill him off.
Kill him off, goddamn. Well, he can still survive.
That's the no, like kill him off so that we don't have over his Rocky. Like I know this is a Creed movie and they have to separate it, but dude, you can't watch this movie and not think about Rocky.
That's true. Yeah, this is literally the
Like it's
Rockyverse. This is the
it's yeah,
Rockyverse.
no, it's fucking Rocky 10 at this point. Like sure it's about him, but I mean like I don't know. I love the fact that it's Apollo Creed's son, references Rocky, all that nostalgia, right? But it's like kill him off in the movie. At least that way you can explain why he's not there. What
That's
was
it.
the explanation for him not being there?
Didn't address it.
Motherfuckers.
Didn't address it. It wasn't, it
Disrespect.
didn't have to do with it. It just had to do with like his homie, he was a kid coming up and his homie tricked him a little bit and then he had to get back what was his. But they could have focused on that storyline more than other like side storylines. So that was just like, dog.
So, what were the side storylines? So that's the main storyline, right? His homie
Yeah.
tricked him, comes back. You can see that from the trailers and from everything. There's like something causes beef, but what was the other of the storylines that took away from it?
I think they just didn't give enough. They didn't put the younger version of Jonathan Majors in like enough agony pain to so you could be like, oh fuck, dude, he's pissed, or he's gonna really have him go through it. But like they're talking about like Michael B. Jordan's family, his kids, she's having a problem, all this other stuff. So it's an emotion, like, all right, we can get some of that, but like they kind of dwelled on not the right things in this movie, I feel like.
Okay. Is
Like
that
it was
what
a
took it
great
away?
kind of for me, because it was a great foundation. Like, okay, that's a great idea. Like some kid from his past that's pissed, I was really good at boxing, and now he wants to take his shit back. But if they made it more of a villain from like in the middle of the movie in the end, that would be great.
Yeah. Oh man, I don't know. I was looking forward to this. I like Creed
I
1.
kept thinking though, I was like, damn, this Kang is badass. Fuck.
You want this version of Kang to come
Yeah,
out in
I was like,
a
dude, ain't no way Paul Rudd can stand a chance against the guy. But yeah, no, it was great. And there were bits of it. It seemed like Michael B. Jordan was overacting in it.
What
He
do you
put
mean?
like too much emphasis in words. No. Or like she kept trying to get him to go to therapy and he just wouldn't talk about it. I was like, this is like a third time in the movie she tried to get him to go to therapy. I was like, I got it after the first two. He ain't going to therapy.
Like why therapy though, like
Because there's things from his past when he was a kid that he won't tell his wife about. And like, she didn't even know that fool existed. And like, they were like brothers growing up in a group home. And she's like, I didn't even know you're in a group home. You want to talk about it? No.
wait, but I thought that's the whole story that excuse me, he got adopted or whatever from a
Yeah.
group home in Creed 1.
I don't know. I guess she didn't know it.
Dang. That's crazy.
Yeah, that was when he's, yep, she didn't know it. She's like, I don't know anything about you. Don't talk to me. And he was just like, didn't say anything. I was like, all right.
Dude, love isn't blind, bro. You gotta talk. You gotta be out there spitting your history, bro.
Yeah, so it was kind of interesting, but it was a lot of LA based. Like, they fought in Dodger Stadium, which was CGI. And I was like, you could have used real Dodger Stadium. Yeah,
They for sure aren't using it, so go for it.
and I was like, dog, you could have used the real one. Could at
That
least, yeah.
sucks.
So.
Damn. I mean, so I guess that's a disappointment. I mean, I know you can rent it. If you don't want to go watch it in theaters, you can watch it on Amazon Prime. I'm sure
I
Apple.
did do that. Yeah, that's what I did. I rented it and
Okay, all
watched.
right. So, but that's kind of disappointing.
I gave it a 6 out of 10.
That's not bad though. It's actually pretty
I gave
I
Super
think that's
Mario 8.5 out of 10.
right, but for you loving a movie and for you like it's pretty subpar. I feel like there's got to
I
be
wish the
more of a.
final fight was longer too. You could tell like there was some anime to it in the fights.
Nah, but
But
see, when you told me that earlier, and when I saw the interview of what's his name?
Michael B. Jordan, Jonathan Majors.
Yeah, when they were interviewing and they were like, "Oh yeah, I love anime. It's gonna be like anime." I was thinking like Naruto versus Sasuke, bro. Every time they go at it, you know,
Oh, that would have
like
been high if they
I
hit the
wanted
same
like,
notes.
yeah, like if you hit those notes where it's like you got two people that don't like each other fighting it out. Oh, bro, awesome. So for you to say that they don't focus enough on that fight, like the whole movie is building up to that fight. I want they better be fighting.
They were pretty much homies in the beginning, but I was like, yeah, you can see that they're homies, it's chilling, they're vibing, and like there's so many things I was like, okay, can I give a spoiler real quick?
Yeah, go for
Okay, cool.
it.
He's on the same, he works in the same gym as the heavyweight champ, which I swear to God, the heavyweight champ's 140 pounds. I was like, no mama's way. And then he's gonna fight, and but the guy he's gonna fight, got in like an altercation and broke his hand, so there's nobody to fight. And Jonathan Majors like put me in that fight, and he's like, "What?" So he skipped a list, a fucking list of fighters, because he literally just like fucking 2 weeks out of jail gets a title fight.
Too excited too. But why did Michael B. Jordan give him the fight?
He tried to convince that like I would do it. That's what he tried to convince the fighter. I would give him the chance. I was like, fool. And then he said, like, it's what was done for Rocky, something like a Rocky did for somebody. He's like, dog, there's a list. You can't do it in this day and age where someone jumps the list of people to fight for a championship. That's so
That's
unrealistic.
yeah. So that
I was
part of it
like,
was like,
bruh, Sway. Nah, dog. He literally is like, you know what? I'm just gonna put this guy in a title fight. Who cares?
he's buff. He'll make it.
And then Jonathan Majors fought so dirty.
Did he? So I feel like from the trailer, that's what I kind of got off that he didn't like his fighting style, that he wasn't
Yeah, it is
fighting how
pretty
he
dirty.
wanted him to fight, you know? So I can see why, but that's crazy.
Yeah, that's about it. And I wish the final fight lasted longer. Because I don't know. I think we're in round three, and then all of a sudden we're like in round nine. I was like, what the fuck? I was like, did I
So
fall asleep?
what did you fall asleep? Good
No.
question. Shit. You watch it after dinner, you fall asleep, wake up, it's over. What the fuck
Yeah, and I
happened?
was like, dog, how? Yeah, I was like, I think we just skipped like six rounds.
Damn, that sucks, man. I was really hoping it'd be
It had potential. It's a damn shame it had
yeah,
potential.
I was really hoping it would be more.
It was a
At
damn
least to
shame.
kind of give us like more for the next movie, because I feel like they want to do the same as Rocky. Rocky went with five movies in the 80s and 90s before he finally went and took like a sabbatical and came back in a fucking, you know, 2006 and shit. So I really hope that they get one more movie at least. But if they're gonna be putting out trash, bro, you gotta
Yeah.
bring Rocky back.
Yeah, they should have put Jonathan Majors more in that movie from like, I don't know, like him, a montage of him training in jail or some shit. That would have been fucking hype.
He's in jail fucking fighting people.
That dude, you should fucking, that's what they should have done, a fucking jail league or something. That he was beating ass in that
I
shit. Be look like Bloodsport where they're fucking dips his fist and shit.
it was funny you say beating ass in jail.
Right. Well, something that didn't suck, Mandalorian.
Oh man, I don't think we have enough dude, all right, fuck it. This is my favorite episode in
Dude,
the
it did. It escalated. I was like, oh
Like,
no.
so what they've been doing these past episodes has gone steadily inclined, bro. Like, just fucking pure gold, right? They haven't disappointed. I started the season off, bro, highly disappointed with this short ass first episode, this weird ass, like, reformed episode. But then after that, the incline, right? That was a lot of the explanation. Which I guess now in retrospect, I kind of pre no, it could have been 20 minutes. It didn't have to be a whole fucking 40-minute episode for that. But like what they've built now, fuck, bro.
Dude, this episode was amazing. My
So many
heart was
questions.
pounding. I was getting up out of my seat. I was like, fucking put me in, coach.
Dude, the first fucking 10 minutes when they're in that fucking like the hologram room, which is really just a Zoom conference. Let's keep it a realistic, right?
Yeah.
Like, we finally get all right. The confirmation: Moff Gideon's alive.
Yeah, finally.
he's been working with the spy that we saw a couple episodes ago that mind flayed the doctor.
I hate that fool. She's buff as shit, though.
She is, dude. She is. I can't
She's fucking
stand her.
jacked. Yeah, she's fucking jacked.
I can't stand it. I look at her, I'm like, you fucking bitch.
Yeah,
We almost
you.
liked you. We almost liked you and you fucking did this. In that conference room, they dropped like three fucking big things that I was like, ah, shit, it's gonna go down. So I think now we know that they're definitely leading to a Thrawn return. Like him being the next villain or playing a big role in that because they dropped it. We're waiting for him to come back. Like he's somewhere getting milk or whatever, and he's gonna come back hopefully soon with the fucking huge ass army or something. And then they drop Project Necromancer, which I'm pretty sure is referring to like the last trilogy that came out. And if that itself, I did my research because I didn't want Gus texting me like randomly. I'm still gonna fuck it up probably, but it's heavily influenced in bringing back the dead, right? So what does that mean? Who are we trying to revive? I don't know. I'm a little scared. What if it's
Yeah,
like, I don't know, Darth
like
Vader
there's a
or
lot of dead fools out there.
so many fun. Half the cast is dead, bro. Like, imagine they revive like a Darth Maul
Harrison Ford
or
comes back. Fuck.
dang. Ah, nah.
Again? Nah.
I'm glad they killed him off, dude. That was sad, but he's old. And then, dude, so Project Necromancer, you Moff Gideon it's going for a power play. He wants his time in the spotlight. So I think that was very telling. And then he's requesting like hella reinforcements. We finally get.
Yeah, and I was like, he looks scared. I was like, he looks scared right now. I was like, there's something that he's spooked about or he's trying to protect. So I'm like, interesting.
Nah, dude, and he gets fuck. I hate when they give us these hard ass names, but he requests three of the Red Guards, right,
Yeah.
from one of these foos, and they're like, I'm gonna call them Red Guards. I'm pretty sure there's like another legitimate name
Gus is gonna kill your ass.
for sure, bro. But it's like, come on, at least give me a name that I can fucking respond to, bro. Like I can at least pronounce. Like, come on, bro. But dude, like. The fact that we like finally know that Kane is reporting to Moff Gideon. Moff Gideon is preparing for something, requesting all these reinforcements. Like the beginning of the episode got you on your fuck at the edge of your seat. Like, and then you like everything's been answered up until this point, except who the fuck freed Moff Gideon?
Exactly.
I think that's still like who freed him, but. We know it wasn't the Mandos, right? Because the whole correlation was the Beskar armor. Dude, Moff Gideon did what fucking nine movies have not done. He is the only commander I have ever seen to really give his troops fucking real good armor for like the first time in Star Wars history, bro.
Dude, they have amazing armor. Because roll back a little bit, the homies Din Djarin, Bo-Katan, the armor. Pause. They're
Fuck the art.
exploring.
Dude, the armor is giving me some fucking sick ass, like, I don't trust her vibes.
She's been like us in season one, so I'm like, all right,
Dude,
bet.
I feel like she's plotting something, bro. Like, I don't know, man. She's giving me, like, she's conveniently not in the fucking Grand Tufor head.
You're getting
Whoa.
too far. You're getting too far.
Grand
So they're
Tufor.
exploring, and immediately upon
No,
fucking
dude.
touchdown on Mandalore,
Fucking
some other homies show up.
the two tribes meet, bro, and Navarro.
Yeah,
Like,
all
the
right.
tension there, bro. So we got the
Love to see it.
cult Mandalorians or the cult Mandalorians, and we have the ones that obviously take off their helmets, and the two groups meet, right? Bro, they did not like each other at all.
Which is
I've
like,
ne
yeah, if you can understand. Like someone's like, these old fuckers don't know how to do anything, and then like these new kids don't respect our ways. So I'm like, either way, it's like, ah, I get it both sides.
No, for sure. Who are the old fuckers?
The old fuckers are the ones that won't take their helmets off.
I don't think so, dude.
No, so that's what they're saying. Like they're he said like these washed out.
I think they're just, like heavily into the their Mandalorian like religion, But a lot of these other foos on Bo-Katan side, bro, they were in Mandalore when shit was going down. Like they
Yeah, they were.
remember this shit. You know, this other cult was in the moon somewhere. I mean, the moon of fucking, I don't know. I'm gonna make up a name now because I don't. But they were in this moon, right? Doing what they were doing, and then, bro, of course, there's animosity. Like, can you imagine being attacked? Where the fuck were you at? You were hiding. I wasn't hiding. I was just stationed there. Like, it's just a bunch of shit talking. That's really what it is. But it's really up to Bo-Katan, bro. And let's not forget the homie Din Djarin for really being and stepping up to what I feel like is her like second in command.
Really is. So when they land, they get rolled up on by some homies and they're like, "Who the fuck are you?" And they're like, "Oh, we've been here the whole time." I was like, "What? You've been here the whole fucking time?"
Oh, the
The guys rolled up in a boat.
that was weird, dude. I still don't trust them.
I don't trust them. Not at
Like,
all. Especially after the end, I was like, "I don't trust them at all."
I thought that was so weird. So the and like the most fucking, I feel like badass meeting in Mandalorian history on Navarro, when Bo-Katan asks for volunteers and everybody was stepping up. I was like, that's pretty cool. They're all stepping up. I volunteer, and everybody was like, "Well, fuck, I will." You know, it was almost like a who's not a little bitch contest among a bunch of people that aren't little bitches, which is pretty fucking insane.
Yeah,
She
not in
gets
this
her
country.
group. Nah, dude, it'd be two people volunteering. Half of y'all don't even volunteer for fucking anything. You show they show up to Mandalore, and then, dude, the way that they jetpack out of that shit, bro. Like that's fucking awesome. Like,
That was
let's
pretty
not
dope.
forget that really reminded me of some
Superhero landing. I was like, ah, nailed it.
it's just some like, you know, secret operations fucking tactical team, dude. They open the fucking bay doors, they're looking at Mandalore and all the destruction, and they fucking just jetpack down. Dude, that was insane. That was fucking awesome.
That was really good.
It
They
was
nailed the landing.
really good. It's so good. And then they bring them
Nailed
down,
it.
they're on patrol. When this fucking like land ship is coming at them, oh, the Mandalorian. I'm like, all right, fuck these three fools. First of all, how'd you make it with all
Yeah.
these, you know, so many questions? Still don't trust them
No, and they
because
said, "Oh, we know where to find the great Guild?" Was it Guild? Fuck.
the Great Forge.
Forge, that's it.
Guild, come on, bro.
It was something. I knew. I was close-ish. So yeah, the Great Forge. Oh, it's down here. Bet. All right, cool. Immediately, like, oh, jetpacks. And then the fucking, wait, those aren't Mandalorians? I was like, ah, what the fuck are they then?
Dude, all right, so first of all, you're gonna tell me you know where the fucking forge is at,
Yeah.
but you don't fucking know that it's
Yeah,
like
and I was like, "You don't know it's been
guarded
fucking occupado?"
by some stormtroopers with Beskar armor? Like, dude, and you've been here, you claim, and you don't know what's going on in this planet, and you've a quote unquote have been here, a red flag.
No, they're
And then
full of shit.
the fact that half of these Mandalorians are the group of Mando, because there's like three Mandalorians that we mainly see in this episode that we're in Mandalore this whole time, but they have a bunch of wounded, and
Yeah.
who takes them back to their place to their PlayStation to their station and to their fleet up above,
The
if not the
armor.
fucking armorer, bro? She dipped right before they got ambushed. I'm just gonna drop it there, dude. I'm telling you, if she comes back and breaks my heart, dude, I
There's only
can't.
like, dude, we're losing Mandalorians by the fucking hour in this show, dude. We don't got many
Oh,
to
dude,
start with.
that shit was insane, bro. I honestly, I can. I mean, I can see why they would want to keep her safe. Like her volunteering, I thought was a little weird too. You don't want to lose the armor. I'm not sure if she's the
I
only
figured,
armor
like,
in this group, but
yeah.
like, you don't want to lose her.
I
I would
figured she
keep
just
her.
wanted to go see the planet. It's been a minute. Like, hey.
But still, dude, like the risk to reward ratio in this plan of getting her hurt and nobody else can fucking beat that metal up. I don't know. I feel like I would keep her up there. But her going back, I was like, that's a little weird. She volunteered too quickly for that. And then, dude, the fight between fucking Pos fuck, I can't pronounce his name. I'm gonna say like how I
You
see it.
got it, Mijo. Just sound it
All
out.
right, it's one of the three syllables. That's my issue right there, bro. It's like, and none of
Yeah.
it's like there's a
And
lot
it's in
of
English.
Z's. Yeah, no, it's not even English, bro. It's fucking Mandalorian. It's a bunch of Z's and S's together. Like,
You got it, Mijo. Just try it
no
one
other
time.
language. It's
Pause.
Paz Vizsla. Paz Vizsla. There you go. I'm gonna say it like that with some confidence.
There he
Paz
goes.
Vizsla with fucking what's the dude that reminds me of you? The fucking
Axe Wolves.
Axe Wolves. There you go. That fight, dude, was like they were just waiting to fuck each other up. They're playing checkers, bro.
Yeah, well, we forgot to mention the little homie Grogu is now in the droid, so he's like Iron Man a little bit, and he's like, stop it. No.
Dude, so I don't know how I feel about that. I thought it
It's
was kind
kind of
of weird.
weird, but I'm like, I don't know. I feel like as a Jedi, he's pretty dope too.
I need Grogu to grow up a couple, 20 or 40 years, like in the next two episodes, because he's disappointed me a lot, bro. But yeah, Grogu gets this. So Grogu gets the droid,
He's
what,
Iron Man.
Android 11, or where the fuck he was?
Yeah, now he's Iron Man.
Pretty much. And
So I was like,
he can speak
okay.
English now. He can say yes or no. That was pretty cool.
That's about it, yeah. That was pretty funny. No. No.
That
No.
shit's hilarious, bro. That
And I was
shit's
like,
kind
bro,
of funny.
shut the f
But Grogu's in this robot, so they're fighting. Axe Wolves is getting his ass kicked, bro. Let's be honest.
Yeah, he's getting whooped.
And yeah, like Piss Vizsla is fucking like my
He's
homie
throwing him
Paz
around.
is at least 250 solid, like just
Absolutely.
beating this dude up,
Like,
and he's
he's
covered head to toe in armor, like
a unit.
solid ass unit, and he's fucking him up. If Grogu had to step in the way to stop that fight. Which I was like, no, let them fight. This is my moan way, let them fight.
You're just trying to see me go down. I get it.
I don't know, man. I mean, I don't. If we're gonna compare apples to apples, I think Paz is like my embodiment, bro.
Your
If I were
embodiment?
Mandalorian, I'd be me, solid ass unit.
I
Fucking you around, throwing you around, dude. Blah blah blah. Nah, but honestly, bro, like the tension that really needed to happen. For this
did.
group, for this group to just kind of like relax a little bit,
Yeah, like, all right, that's better.
like in a society where everyone wants to be a fucking badass, you kind of have to let these motherfuckers
I feel like
figure out the hierarchy.
that probably happens a lot more than we probably think.
Yeah, no, dude, and didn't Jaren in this scene or a few moments before, he pledges his allegiance to Bo-Katan.
Yeah. I was like, all
So.
right.
Like this entire season, we've been talking how it's no longer the Din show, it's the Mandalorian show, right? And
The
he's not,
Bo-Katan show.
right? It's the Bo-Katan show. He is telling the audience, "Hey, I'm taking a step back. Like I'm no longer the main character. Like this is Bo-Katan's like bish for the next two episodes, for sure, dude. Like for sure, it's her fucking like. Let's see what she does now, right?" So, this the three remaining Mandalorians that fucking yeah, like it sucks, right? They take them to the Forge, aka the Guild, and fuck, dude,
It was a trap, bro. It was a trap.
still bad, so bad. Out of nowhere, you have like at least 20 to 15.
At first, though, Din was putting a hurting on some of those fools at first, and then he got captured.
Well, before they get captured, dude, like they have the low ground. They have
Yeah.
incoming 15 to 20 stormtroopers with Beskar armor. Like at first I'm like, oh, that's pretty even though, because they got 12 people too, right? But then when I saw the bullets not fucking penetrating like they normally do, I'm like, ah, something's not right. And then
When I
there you
saw
go,
there's a
dude.
fucking hangar with ships, I was like,
Dude, but see,
uh-oh.
even that though, I felt was super ambushy, right? Those 15.
Yeah.
Like they went down and then the whole unit
Once they
started
saw doors
chasing.
closing, you should have got lights in your head like, hey, whoa,
Nah,
why is
dude,
there a
like,
fucking door right here that
but
works?
see, they fucked up the moment they started chasing those two guards. Because once they chased the two guards and they went down that tunnel, they saw the bay, bro. That's where I would have like dipped.
Like,
Like you see
screw
this bay across where with a lot of fucking like Empire ships. I don't know. I would have been like, fuck. Ambush, let's go back, let's analyze this. But nah, dude, they go forward and fucking the doors closed, dude. Like out of the 12, I want to say 8 to nine of the Mandalorians were trapped inside with Grogu,
Yeah.
and you have Mando and four other poor souls on the other side. It was done, dude. Mando put up such a great fight, though.
He did. He had a great fight. Oh, don't
Like,
forget, Axe Wolves made it out.
yeah, Axe Wolves made it out.
So I'm like, where'd he go? And the big homie put down Paz. He put down cover fire for him to do it.
He did. No, and you see, it goes back to that fight. Did they have to fight it out?
After they both went against what Bo-Katan said, I was like, all right, bet.
No, but I'm glad. See, but that in that scene, that was the best move. Like,
Yeah, he made it out and
we
said,
need to get somebody up there
"Ayúdame,
to fucking say something.
ayúdame."
They have no comms, right? So, but like, okay, so Mando getting ambushed, bro. I really thought he was gonna die.
I was like, "Ah, he's looking bad for him." But I was the whole
Especially,
time, I was like, "Use the saber, use the saber,
dude,
use
I
the
wanted
saber."
Grogu to like force slap that fool across
Right?
the
I was like, "You
like
could do that shit.
something,
Op
dude.
open the door, fool."
Like, let me at him. Like, I don't know. I really didn't.
It
And
was
then, but
misplayed, heavily misplayed.
yeah, but I think we need him to get captured.
Again, how many times have you been captured this fucking episode, this season?
Is this the second time?
All right, second time.
No, but we need him captured because what's to
They're gonna take his. I thought they were gonna take his
inspire
helmet
them,
off, and I was like, no, don't take his helmet off.
what's to inspire them from coming back to the
Their homeland,
imagine
bro. That's what, fool. What the fuck?
they got to come back down for revenge more than anything. On
Imagine
top of, can you
you
imagine?
go out for the weekend, you come back, someone laid up shop inside your apartment.
Fuck, they're dead. Imagine
I
they kill Mando. Are they killed in?
don't want to respond to that. I'm not comfortable
Saying, dude,
responding. I'm
just
not
saying.
comfortable responding to
They do that. It's really not his show no more.
that.
Nah.
That'd be awkward. Really do the Grogu. That's awkward.
He goes back to Luke custody battle. Nah, dude. But so, Bo-Katan is faced with the question that she faced earlier in her life, where it's surrender and give up the saber, and or fight. Right. The first time it didn't go off so well. She got betrayed by Moff Gideon, and her planet ended up getting like attacked way worse than before.
Bro, when Moff Gideon came down, he said, "Return the saber to his rightful owner." I was like, "I'm about to fuck you up, dog."
Dude, his suit was pretty cool.
Dude, his suit was badass. It's got the horns on it, like the armor.
Very Darth Maul. I don't know why, dude. I see. I
Yeah, I've seen
so
that. The Darth Maul. Also, the armor has horns
yeah.
too.
I don't know, man. I feel like there's leading implications to maybe reviving him. I don't know.
I hope so. Darth Maul was the shit, dude. I'm not gonna lie. The beginning of the show, I was kind of like, I saw Moff Gideon. I was like, all right. I was like, fuck, am I rooting for Moff Gideon? But now I'm like, I want to beat his ass right now.
Yeah, for sure, dude. And then what Bo-Katan is able to cut a little
A
like
little hole.
escape route.
Ah, dude, it was so sick. And they just looked at each other and they're like, this is the way. I was like, oh, fuck. Everyone knew it was gonna happen.
Yeah, no, dude, I think that like scene kind of annoyed me a little bit where she's cutting the hole because like I would have opened the doors immediately and started shooting inside. Like, fuck, letting him escape, bro. Like, you have him. And then she couldn't cut a hole earlier. I'm like, really, bitch? To
Yeah, I
save
know.
Mando?
You should
Like,
have handed it off to somebody. But, hey, cut a hole, fool.
something, dude. I was like, whatever. They escaped. Grogu dips. I was disappointed. I'm like, bro, he wouldn't leave you behind. He
He
wouldn't leave you
wouldn't.
behind. He wouldn't. Din wouldn't leave Grogu behind. Grogu was like, all right,
But
dudes.
because of that, we got the most epic moment in this show's ever had.
Fuck, dude. This next, like, 4 minutes is the only acceptable way for me to die. Just like, if I don't die this way, I'm gonna be upset, dude. If I die of old age, I'm gonna be mad as fuck.
It
Like,
was sick as fuck to watch Paz Vizslav go against all those fools.
so they open the bay doors. Bo-Katan has cut a hole in, right? And they're fucking dipping, dude. Like, they're retreating. What they should have done earlier in the fucking scene, dude. The moment they saw the fucking spaceships, I would have dipped. Like, hey, let's go back. Like, they start retreating. Paz is fucking just laying hit massive cover fire with this fucking like machine gun,
Was like, that really does not run out of bullets.
dude. It doesn't. And but I love the scene later when it's really red, like,
Yeah, I was
because
like,
that
oh
shit
shit.
happens, right? It's overheating, but
Shit
like
melted.
he's laying cover fire and he's selling and like they're out and out, and I'm like, ah, dude, this hole, first of all, like, she could have cut it maybe a couple inches bigger. Like, dude, my boy Paz is big. He's a fucking unit. He's like, just, come on, make it easier for him to also retreat out of this bitch while he's laying cover fire, because they have to like get down into the into this hole. Like, who's gonna protect him from cover fire? So, I really feel like he realized that, hey, this is the way. This is the only way that I can protect everybody else, that I can ensure that they can come back to take over this planet. And he fucking just went at it, bro. He took out more of these like supercharged stormtroopers than I've seen any other Mandalorian do.
It was very impressive. That scene was fucking peak. Oh my God, it was lit as fuck. That was amazing. Hats off to Paz. RIP for the homie. Pour one out. But then we saw those three Red Guardians come through, and they did what they did to the homie, and you can see what they're about. Their weapon. I was like, what the fuck is that?
Yep. Yeah, no, for sure, dude. But oh man,
He
I
almost
was
got
upset,
one too. He almost got one.
bro. And it goes back to like their, like, just, I don't know, religion or culture, right? There was a moment when they three showed up that he could have, like, in that point, he had taken out the stormtroopers. Nobody else had weapons, or they had like what, spear, saber looking things, but he could have gone back and been like, let me try to catch up with these fools. But in he just said, fuck this, like, this is how I go out, dude.
Yep, he went out like a true Mandalorian.
And that shit was epic, not just because of the sacrifice that he did for his, you know, fellow Mandalorians, but because like he is doing it for both factions. Like, he didn't just do that to save his side, he's doing that for all of them. And I think that's going to just, you know, play heavily later on. And then he has a son
Yeah, I kept thinking
that
about that
he's
little
leaving
fool.
behind. So I'm just like, I hope he grows up and just fucks everybody up.
I was really hoping he was going to pass on that machine gun, but I guess not.
Dude, that machine gun was fucking epic.
Yep. So next episode, the final episode, I think, is going to be crazy. It literally has to be a movie.
Has to be. If it's anything under fucking 40 minutes, I'm gonna be upset, dude. Like, it's gotta be fucking. They gotta rescue Din, gotta kill Moff Gideon, or take back something, dude. If they're able to come down with their fleet and take over that what Moff Gideon has built, dude, they're set. Like,
Yeah, dude,
that's a
that's
base.
so helpful.
It is, dude. And it's not like they don't have the resources. They have a fleet of Empire ships right above them. Unless
This is it.
Moff Gideon has another fleet with them. Dude, this next episode can be fucking like, you
For the
know,
Mandalorians, this is it. This is do or die.
yeah, like
Either this is the final fight.
they have to step up, dude. And like, bro, I just love the fact how we're at a point in this show where it's no longer a storyline about, you know, Din Djarin and Grogu and what they're gonna do. It's really just about like setting up the next chapters. That's all it is, man. And
Yeah.
we're shifting focus from Din to Bo-Katan, and I'm sure later on in the next few seasons we'll shift focus away from her to whoever else, because the fact that it's called The Mandalorian, bro, the story can really be about anybody.
Yep, back to the whole thing about the Mexican.
I said Chinito, but yeah, same thing.
See, yeah, I can't wait for the next episode. It's gonna be fucking lit.
It is, man. It is.
I don't know what's gonna
It's
happen. So many
coming out
things to be
this Wednesday.
answered. So many things to
Huh?
be answered. So many things to be answered.
Imagine they don't answer everything. Like, they just kill Din, Bo-Katan gets shot, Grogu gets shot.
They'd get so much heat. Even people love Grogu.
Everybody loves him.
Yeah. I think that's all we got. Is that all we got?
All we got, man. Yeah, this I can't say it enough, man. This last episode got me fucking like off my couch, just like pumped. The fact that we're getting so, you know, like, we feel so much passion, or we're getting into these characters is crazy. Like, it's what they've done right, because Paz has been there. He's the Mandalorian that challenged Din in like last season for Boba Fett, was it, for the saber?
Yeah, he did challenge him for the saber. I don't
Yeah,
know
and
what
then
one it
in this
was, but
season he's, you know, stepped up as a big leader. Oh, and he's being played by John Favreau, so I think that's pretty cool. I think that's pretty
Fabro,
cool.
yeah.
Yeah, Favreau. So I think ultimately, like, we're really, becoming involved with all the other characters. We're not just, focusing on one, and he's our favorite. He still might be, but you can have other favorites, so you can like other characters. And I think this episode really did a great job in, showing a sacrifice.
I can't wait for the rest of it, man. Let's see, like, what is the future of Mandalorian? Or is this going to be the end of the Mandalorian show?
Nah, dude, there's no way this is the end. There's no way that this is even remotely close to being the end.
Is this the end of
Like,
Din?
nah, dude, nah. Din is gonna stay with us for a while. Like, I don't know. I feel like we need a time lapse. We need a once this gets done, let's skip forward a couple years. But
Time lapse will be sick.
I really want to focus on Grogu, I feel like. But the thing with that is,
It'll take you 900 years.
unless, yeah, and unless, Din and Bo-Katan can also not die in that time, which is kind of hard to ask. Or who knows? We really don't know much about the species of Grogu and Yoda. So at what point do they become more adult-like than kid-like? Because baby Grogu is cute and all, but I'm kind of ready for him to fuck shit up, dude.
Hey, walk a little faster, my guy.
Something, dude.
All right, well, appreciate you all for listening. Remember to hit the share button. 5 stars.
5 stars.
Peace.
Have a good one, guys. Bye.